sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie here on a Thursday, and we are looking forward to the weekend. Gracie going back to Central Florida. She can't stay away.
Something like that.
Big news. I got the text this morning from you that Taylor Swift has added tour dates, and we have New Orleans and Miami. Yeah. I did something today that I never thought I would do ever in my life. Would you like to take a guess at what that was?
Did you listen to her in the car?
I didn't listen to her in the car. I registered on Ticketmaster for the October 26th concert at New Orleans Superdome.
No way.
I did register. Now, there is a less than 1% chance that I will actually go to the concert, but I figure if I have quick thumbs whenever the tickets are put out for sale. If I'm a lucky one to get, I don't know, like a pre-sale code, I have no idea how that works. Perhaps I will be able to scoop up a section and make some moolah.
Yeah, I'm sure
so
you will.
So I am, I'm monitoring my emails to see if and when I will be getting some tickets. But so Taylor's got three concerts in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Of course, what, 2.5 hours away, depending on how liberally you view the speed limit there. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. A lot of Taylor Swift fans in the area. So I'm sure I will have a lot to compete with, but I'm confident in my ability to refresh and check out, really quickly. So I've got all the information loaded in. Ticketmaster knows who I am. All of the debit card information is in there. So I am looking forward to the challenge. Are you going to try to?
I don't know. I might try to, just because, you know, it's so close and it's a year and a half away. So it'd be like perfect time to plan a trip to go.
Is it next year?
Yes, 2024.
Oh, I thought it was this October.
No, it's not till 2024.
Oh, well, never mind.
Because she does her European tour.
Okay. I thought this was like before, like no, she was doing her European tour and then she was coming back. Well, okay, so we're on the same page there. I just thought that her European tour was a lot shorter than it actually is.
Yeah, it's for 2024. So
did she just, did somebody just go up to her and say, hey, so you did this whole U.S. tour and you never made it down south?
Or I don't know what
happened there? Because, I mean, Indianapolis is also included in there.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of Canada dates, which they didn't have anything in Canada. So I'm like, maybe.
That's right. I remember hearing a story about that where Canada was like, hey, what about us?
Yeah. So,
interesting. Okay, I did not catch that it was 2024. So that may change things here. But just shy of 4:15 here. We do have a lot to talk about today. A lot of good information, some pretty interesting stories coming up next half hour when we get to our wacky and weird stuff. I'm very excited for. But we start with the former President Trump in Washington, D.C. this afternoon, pleading not guilty to the charges accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president. For either party.
That's Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, speaking to reporters prior to the arraignment. He flew to Reagan International Airport from Newark and spent about an hour in U.S. District Court today.
Also, voters in Tennessee are deciding in a special election today whether to keep the state representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones in office. The Republican-dominated House expelled two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor in favor of stronger gun laws following a mass shooting that killed six people at a Christian school. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And President Biden is calling for the release of Niger's president and family. This comes after there was a military takeover of the country last week. President Mohamed Bazoum was arrested along with his family, and a general was declared head of state. Biden called for the preservation of Niger's hard-earned democracy and said that people of the country deserve to choose their leaders. Bazoum was elected in 2021 in what was the country's first democratic transition since its independence from France. 4:15 right now. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
We do have a patch of slow traffic heading westbound on I-10. This is going to be right after the Alabama-Florida state line. Looks like it is due to a small accident, so just keep that in mind. Again, I-10 moving westbound right near the Alabama-Florida state line. Also, just got a text into our text line that there's a three-car accident on Highway 90 at Airport Road in Milton. Eastbound is blocked, and first responders are just arriving on scene, so just keep that in mind. Again, that's going to be on Highway 90 near Airport Road. Right now, it looks like there's slowdowns in both directions at this intersection. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. If it's easier for you to text, always feel free to text as well. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic. Weather's looking great this afternoon, but we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with heat index at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Of course, we always appreciate your interaction and those traffic tips, definitely. Very tragic story out at NAS Pensacola. This one originating from overnight. New details now about the three swimmers that were found dead. Late yesterday, Escambia Sheriff deputies responded to assist NAS police, and they recovered a 33-year-old woman who was found near Barrancas Beach. And at around 7 this morning, two children, age 6 and 7, were recovered near the shoreline. The sheriff's office says the three individuals were family members of a U.S. Marine who lived on board NAS Pensacola. Also in the city of Pensacola, a missing swimmer found dead at Sanders Beach this morning. The fire department initially received a missing swimmer call at around 10:35 near Sanders Beach, and at 11:10, rescue crews found the adult male swimmer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. No other information has been released on that. An update in the District 1 Medical Examiner's lawsuit against two funeral home directors. Attorneys for Escambia County this week are fighting back against a subpoena filed in connection to that lawsuit yesterday. Assistant County Attorney Christopher Schaefer filed a motion to quash the subpoena that sought to obtain, in part, all communications and internet search history on county-issued cell phones, any personal devices, or non-governmental devices for Commissioners Jeff Bergosh, Stephen Barry, Mike Kohler, and Robert Bender, also County Attorney Allison Rogers. In the motion, Schaefer argues that the county is not a party to the litigation and that the county cannot timely respond to the request. Schaefer also writes the jurisdiction of the court has not been established, as both defendants motioned to dismiss the case partly based on improper venue selection of Gadsden County. Also, pretty cool over at the International Airport. Pensacola police have one of their vehicles, the new Blue Angels-themed Chevy Tahoe, on special display over there.
Yeah, think about it. It's going to be in the baggage claim area, and the whole theme to the baggage claim area at the Pensacola Airport is Blue Angels. And
nice.
You know, we thought what a great place to put this Tahoe on display and do some recruiting. And fortunately, the director, Mr. Coughlin, agreed, and so we're going to make that happen this morning.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. So if you haven't seen it, want to check it out. The baggage claim is before the security gate and is open to the public. That was moved there this morning. As a look at what's happening here in our local headlines, we'll have state headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Happy Thursday. Joe and Gracie with you for another rundown of everything happening in your world today. Just finished with our top three stories, local headlines, and now moving on to state headlines before we get another check of the roads and first warning weather forecast. First up, forecasters are sticking to their prediction of an above average Atlantic hurricane season this year. The latest update from Colorado State University predicts 18 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms of Cat 3 or higher. That's the same as their forecast last month. They initially called for a below-average season. However, they say extremely warm water in the tropical and subtropical Atlantic is expected to counteract some of the typical El Nino-driven increase in wind shear that would affect hurricanes.
Also, a disturbing story coming out of South Florida. A man is in custody after his wife's remains were found in 3 suitcases floating in the South Florida waterways. Investigators say that they have arrested the 78-year-old man, William Lowe, in connection to the murder of the 80-year-old Adil Fontes. Police say that the victim's body was dismembered before it was placed in 3 large luggage pieces and thrown into the intercoastal waterways of Delray Beach that happened last month.
Presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he'll do the things Trump didn't complete while in office if he's elected.
He did not make a dent in the swamp. In fact, you know, he didn't fire Christopher Wray. He elevated Fauci and didn't fire him. He put General Milley in defense to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Jerome Powell to the Fed.
He also says that he promises to hold the government agencies accountable.
Also, a large religious organization based out of Florida is considering separating itself from dozens of congregations. The Florida Conference of United Methodist Church is scheduled to virtually meet and vote on 46 separation requests this weekend. If they are approved, this would mean the loss of nearly 20% of the congregation within the last 2 years. The United Methodist Church is facing pushback regarding its views on its LGBTQ+ community, and the vote is scheduled to take place on Saturday.
Finally, the College Board is criticizing the Florida Department of Education again, this time over AP psychology classes. They say the district superintendents have been advised to nix any AP psychology classes unless they exclude topics related to gender or sexuality. The College Board says such a decision means the courses can't be called advanced placement or used to earn college credit.
Taking a look at the roads at 425, we do still have some slowdowns on Highway 90 in Milton. This is going to be just off of Airport Road. This accident is causing some slight delays in both directions. We do have authorities on scene getting it cleared up, so hopefully it won't be delayed. Hopefully there's no delays for too much longer. Our slowdowns on I-10 right near the Alabama-Florida state line have cleared up, so we are moving nicely in both directions all throughout I-10 in our area. And taking a look at 98, we do have a small accident on 98. That's going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway just off of just before you get to New Hope Road. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. If you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And we're going to get a quick update from WEAR for our weather.
Oh, I don't think I have that ready yet.
Okay,
my
that's
bad.
Okay. Well, all you need to know for the weather, it's just really hot out. We still have a heat advisory till 7 p.m. this evening, a high of 94 for the rest of this for today, and then our low for tonight is 79, mostly clear skies. We have a heat advisory scheduled for tomorrow as well. See anything else on the roads, always feel free to call in. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
I knew I forgot something.
No, that's okay.
All right, we'll have it next time. Two Navy sailors have been arrested on charges accusing them of conspiracy to send national defense information to China.
Petty Officer Zhao agreed to transmit and did in fact send sensitive U.S. military information to the intelligence officer working for the People's Republic of China. Mr. Zhao transmitted this information in exchange for payments that totaled approximately $15,000.
That's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says Wang Zhao sent encrypted information, including photos of an operational center in Okinawa, Japan. Zinchao Wei is also charged in a separate case.
Also, the man convicted of killing 11 people in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh has been formally sentenced to death. The federal jury reached their decision yesterday, and this morning a judge handed down the sentence to 50-year-old Robert Bowers.
A second death is being linked to Texas's so-called floating border wall.
This is blood on Greg Abbott's hands. He put those devices in the water knowing that they're drowning devices.
That's reaction from Congressman Joaquin Castro. The body was found about 3 miles away from the chain of buoys, which is bobbing in the Rio Grande. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs says it's unclear if the two bodies are connected. Yesterday, a dead person was found attached to the giant plastic balls.
The iconic San Francisco cable car is marking a historic milestone. So a ceremony was held yesterday in downtown San Francisco to mark the 150th year of the operation for the cable car in the city. The cars first started out in 1873 as a unique way to get around the hilly streets. In the 1980s, the city raised about $60 million to upgrade the fleet of cable cars that now move about the city.
Hunter Biden's former business partner says Hunter used his father's very powerful name to secure foreign business deals. The House Oversight Committee released a transcript of Devin Archer's testimony today. Archer told lawmakers that then Vice President Joe Biden was the brand Hunter pitched to foreign partners that offered capabilities and reach in Washington, D.C.
Also, a disturbing story coming out of Oregon. An Oregon man is in custody after a woman claimed he kidnapped her and kept her in a cinder block cell in his garage. The woman says that she was working as a prostitute in Washington state when she was kidnapped on July 15th. She claims that she was chained up and sexually assaulted in the makeshift prison cell until she was able to escape and flag down a driver for help. On Wednesday, the FBI announced that they did arrest the suspect in Nevada.
Finally, Georgia authorities say they would release a mugshot of former President Trump if he's charged there for election crimes.
So it doesn't matter your status. We have mugshots ready for you.
That's Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt. The Fulton County DA has strongly hinted that Trump would be indicted soon over alleged election interference. Again, Trump pleading not guilty in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. one of our top three stories today regarding the allegations of him trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I'm sure the Fox News update will have more on that coming back here. We'll have an update on the world of sports, including the NFL's first preseason game is tonight.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump pleads not guilty to charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election. Trump was arraigned in a Washington courtroom this afternoon.
Look at what's happening. This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot.
Both supporters and opponents of Trump gathering outside the courthouse.
Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him
up! One of Trump's supporters, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, tells Fox News.
I think this just strengthens, just hardens the support for President Trump and, frankly, expands it.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A sales slump at Apple? A bit, yes. After today's market close, the tech giant posted sales of $81.8 billion for the 3 months ended in July. That is a dip of 1.4% from the year-ago period and the third consecutive quarter of declining revenue. The revenue figure was also several billion dollars short of analysts' expectations, even though net income did top estimates. iPhone sales were down 2.4% from a year ago and missed expectations. Apple shares are lower by 1.5% in after-hours trading. In the regular Thursday session, stocks eased further. The S&P 500 lost 11 points. The Dow Industrials shed 66. Taylor Swift's record-setting Eras Tour won't be ending next week. After all, the pop superstar today announced the addition of 15 shows across four North American cities about a year and a quarter from now. Three stadium shows in Miami, three in New Orleans, and three in Indianapolis, plus a bunch up at Toronto's Rogers Center. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. The Jets and Browns kick off the preseason tonight. Two teams with different expectations. The Browns made Deshaun Watson the richest player in NFL history last year, but still, expectations are somewhat modest. As for the Jets, we're talking Super Bowl or bust. Once September rolls around, the pressure is on, at least in New York. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. If you didn't catch all of the show or you want to re-listen to portions of it, today we talked a lot about the Milton City Council drama again. It just keeps being the Melodrama Theater. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock hours opened with talking about that. Pensacola Police Department's Mike Wood showed up and we talked about why cops were so slow to adopt semi-automatic pistols over revolvers. You can find all of that content and much more on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
4:36 on News Radio 92.3. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. One more day till we're at the weekend. And so hopefully you are enjoying this last week until school starts. I think school starts a week from today for most kids in our area. So hopefully you are just soaking in the sun in the summer. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90. We're looking good. We still have some slowdowns right near Airport Road. That's going to be in Milton due to a small accident. We have slowdowns in both directions. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. And if you do see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, we do have high temperatures for the rest of this week and even into the weekend. But for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 79. Coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. That's going to be immediately after 1 p.m. and a high of 97. Heat advisory is in effect for tonight or for today until 7 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow, we should expect another heat advisory as well. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 102. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, the NFL preseason starts tonight. The annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, and it's featuring the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns, as both teams will be represented in Saturday's Hall of Fame induction. Former Brown Joe Thomas and former Jets Joe Klecko and Darrell Revis will be enshrined. Game starts at 7. It's on NBC, also carried on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1. So, looking forward to that. Tom Brady is now a part owner of an English soccer team, the 7-time Super Bowl champ, and Birmingham City announced that he has become a minority owner of the second-tier club. Birmingham City said Brady will also become chairman of the club's advisory board. College football, Big Ten university presidents are giving the go-ahead to explore adding Oregon and Washington to join the conference. Pretty interesting there. Major League Baseball today, the Braves and the Rays are both off. The Marlins lost to the Phillies 4-2. Also, games already final. The Rangers beat the White Sox 5-3. The Royals over the Mets 9-2. And in progress, the Giants lead the Diamondbacks 1-0 in the 8th. And also in the 8th, the Orioles lead the Blue Jays 3-1. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today, half of Americans say the U.S. economy is still getting worse. According to a CNN poll, 51% of Americans said the economy is continuing its downturn despite some positive indicators. U.S. GDP grew more than expected in the second quarter of 2023, and inflation has continued to subside. Another 28% said economic recovery hasn't begun yet, but conditions aren't getting worse.
Also, employers are hitting the pause button on back to the office efforts. So according to new data, workers who are on a hybrid or remote work assignment are not showing diminished productivity. Analysts say that younger workers express different sensibilities and needs than older counterparts that tend to excel in a flexible work environment. According to the LA Times poll, 8 out of 10 workers believe their company's remote work policies will remain in place through 2025.
Gas prices are on the rise. Experts say it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Our crude oil price is up about $10 a barrel, higher than it was really just this past April, May.
Bruce Bullock with McGuire Energy Institute says all eyes are on Saudi Arabia. They took 1 million barrels of oil off the market, and if they extend that, the price at the pump will keep going up, and he says that's likely.
Also, Delta Airlines apologizing for having to evacuate nearly 200 passengers immediately after a flight landed at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta last night. The FAA says that the plane's tires blew and caught fire during landing. At least one person was injured.
Finally, in Health, Business, and Science Notes, the weekly unemployment report shows an increase in first-time jobless claims. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from last week's total of 221,000.
Also in pop culture notes, we teased this a little bit earlier, but if you are a Swiftie, you're in luck because Taylor Swift's End of an Era tour is not the end of an era. After all, the pop star announced more tour dates in the U.S. and Canada for fall of 2024. She added 3 shows each in Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis, along with 6 shows in Toronto. Gracie Abrams is going to serve as her opener during this leg of the
very
tour.
Very exciting. I have registered on Ticketmaster. My goal is the October 26th concert at the Superdome in New Orleans. I figure my chances are good because the Superdome's a pretty massive venue there.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster has all my information, all my payment information. So whenever those tickets go on sale, I will be ready to go. So I'm looking forward to that.
So if you get gypped of tickets and you want to buy some, Text line.
Come see me.
Just kidding. Text
They will not be whatever the price on the ticket says.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a radio host, but I'm also an entrepreneur when I can be. Other pop culture notes today: Kylie Jenner has launched her own Bratz dolls. What are Bratz dolls? Do we know?
They're kind of like the opposite of Barbie dolls, but they're they're a different form of like dolls, but it's
a generic version.
Yeah, but either you're a Barbie girl or you're a Bratz girl.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, okay. I Googled Bratz and I see what they look like. Okay,
yeah.
I'm familiar with that now. So Kylie has teamed up with the toy company to release its first ever celebrity doll collaboration. The brand launched 6 miniature Kylie dolls, the Mini Bratz and Kylie Collectibles, that recreate some of Jenner's most iconic fashion looks, including her 2019 and 2022 Met Gala outfits.
I'm just wondering if they came out with a new collection because everyone's like Barbie crazed. Bratz was like, we got to do something.
Probably wouldn't have been the right time for that.
I know.
But I suppose there's not any worse times. But
yeah, I guess. George Clooney, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Meryl Streep have all donated $1 million or more to SAG-AFTRA Foundation Emergency Financial Assistance Funds. So the program offers financial support to workers being hit by the strike, particularly prioritizing members who are in financial crisis, unable to pay for their basic living expenses.
Also, fans of the iconic HBO series, The Sopranos, can now own the family patriarch's own boat. Tony Soprano's fishing vessel, which was called the Stugatz, has been listed for sale in Stamford, Connecticut through United Yacht Sales. The vessel has since been renamed Never Enough by its former owner, who is listing it for just under $300,000.
And lastly, in pop culture news, the roller coaster capital of the world, Ohio's Cedar Point, has announced a record-breaking roller coaster with speeds up to 128 miles per hour. Experts say that the Top Thrill 2 will be the boldest and most advanced roller coaster at Cedar Point has ever introduced, and the tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world. Top Thrill 2 is debuting next year. The original Top Thrill Dragster closed in 2021.
You know, I lived in Columbus, Ohio for 24 years. I never made it to Cedar Point.
Really?
I went to Kings Island several times, which is near Cincinnati, but never made it up to Cedar Point. It's in Sandusky, Ohio, which is kind of near Cleveland. But I do remember how big a deal it was when the Top Thrill Dragster was introduced. The reason it closed, actually, was because a girl got seriously injured riding it. So, you know, they're doubling down on the excitement and the fastest and the most awesome roller coaster there. So hopefully it works out for them. 4:45, let's get a check of the roads and weather. I do have Alan, by the way, should you choose.
Perfect. We'll hear from him in just a bit, but we're looking good on our roads. Highway 90 at Airport Road. We still have some slight delays due to an accident, but nothing too bad. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. And if you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to hear from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Hot weather is continuing. In fact, a heat advisory is in effect again for Friday. That's officially in effect from 11 to 7. Look for heat index values to be up between 105 and 110, with our high temperatures maxing in the mid-90s. So more heat for the area, more sunshine for the area, but there is a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. That rain chance Friday, 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 102. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so it is a great day to be an American. Why, do you ask? It's because we just reclaimed the title for world's loudest burp by a woman.
Oh, my goodness. Is that the record one?
That's the burp, yeah.
That's 107.3.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Would you like to hear that again?
Yeah.
I love
wow.
it. So this was Kimberly Winter of Virginia. She broke the record in April. Guinness just certified it. So 107.3 decibels. Beats the 14-year-old record of 107 by a woman in Italy. So America has that just for good measure.
So classy. I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay.
There you go.
Gross. Okay. Well,
I may just play that at random times while you're speaking just to get you to jump out of your chair. Like
well,
you
at
do.
First I thought you said the longest burp. I'm like, that doesn't even seem that long. But
nope, it was the loudest. So it's like the equivalent of a motorcycle what that was apparently.
I wonder what she drank beforehand, like a bunch of soda.
I don't know.
Ew. Okay, so gross. A delivery app called Slice is hiring a pizza influencer to post social media videos that celebrate all things pizza. Get this, it pays $110,000 a year. The job duties include recording, editing, and starring in at least 3 pizza-themed videos a week. You will also be interviewing pizza shop owners and running contests and giveaway. Perks include medical, dental, and matching 401k and a weekly pizza stipend.
That is a job that would have been right up my alley as of a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I will reluctantly have to pass on this. But, you know, listen, I mean, this is an awesome gig.
Yeah.
It's based in New York too, so you know, if you're a single person, want to be a pizza influencer, live in New York, I mean, I kind of feel like Dave Portnoy already kind of has this job with Barstool, but you know, hey, I did not know that delivery app called Slice existed. Maybe that's a New York thing, but what a job that is. Also, I watched this video. If you haven't seen it yet, you should check this out. Because I watched it on repeat for about 25 times, and it was funnier every time I watched it. A Boston cop went viral after catapulting off of a playground slide.
Oh.
The uniformed officer went down the slide that's part of a renovated playground. There were posted warnings for adults not to use the equipment. He did require medical treatment, minor medical treatment, but didn't miss any work. It's gotten millions of views on TikTok, and it's actually attracting people to come check out the slide now. It was the way he went down the slide that was just, when he comes out, because it's covered, right? So mm-hmm. you don't see him all the way. You just see him coming out of this thing. And, yeah, you'll just have to Google Boston cop, and I think it'll be, like, the first thing. It's not on that site.
Okay.
But, yeah, just Google it. It's hilarious. But, I watched it 20 times. It was amazing. 4:50, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got good news and a look at our movies coming out this weekend as well. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Gracie, you have now seen the video of the Boston cop coming out of the slide. Worth it? Yes or no?
Oh my goodness. I spent the entire 4 minute commercial break just playing it on replay. He's like a rag doll. It's like if when you throw your doll down the slide, yep. And it's just like bouncing all around and then getting shot out. Oh my goodness. But I watched it through like with a little news segment, and there's videos of kids going down.
The kids are fine. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, probably why they had posted signs that adults shouldn't go down this.
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious. He's taking it all in stride, and you know, thankfully didn't get hurt. Oh, that's funny.
If you do watch it on replay, because yes, it gets funnier. It does. Like each time.
4:55, get a check of the roads and weather.
I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. We do have an accident on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right near University Parkway, but it's right in front of the Crumble Cookies and the Dodge's gas station off of Hillview Drive. So expect some slowdowns in the eastbound direction. If you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We still have some slowdowns at Airport Road. Again, that's going to be on Highway 90 in Milton. Again, see anything else, give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m., low of 79 tonight with mostly clear skies. Coming up tomorrow, we also have a heat advisory in effect. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some quick movie previews here. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is kicking off a quick start at the box office. They made over $10 million in its opening day yesterday. It's expected to bring around $35 to $45 million. However, Barbie made over $12 million yesterday, and it's expected once again to take first place. Meg 2, The Trench, is also debuting, and it's expected to fetch between $25 and $30 million. Oppenheimer also expected for another strong showing. By the way, something we didn't mention about Oppenheimer. Here's the one thing. You know, I know Oppenheimer's rated R, and we all know the reason why. But the reason why, I always struggle with going to see R-rated movies in the theaters because of the previews. Because more often than not, they're going to be scary movies, and I do not do scary movies. So with that in mind,
I know what you're going to say.
How about that Exorcist?
Oh my
trailer.
Gosh! I closed my eyes the entire time.
Me too.
And everyone after it was like, I heard like four people say, "I don't want to see that one." It was so creepy.
Yeah.
I hate stuff like that. Uh-huh. That's like, I don't do scary movies, but I don't do that kind of scary movie at
for sure.
Oh, okay. Also, Greta Gerwig's Barbie is expected to be available for streaming on Max this fall. Warner Bros. Discovery CEO David Zaslav said the hit film is going to go to streaming sometime in the fall months, but only after the theatrical window fully plays out. The movie has made over $80 million worldwide since 800 million dollars worldwide since the premiere, and is expected to eclipse $1 billion by Monday.
And looking at some good news, you see buried treasure in movies a lot, but not in real life. But a guy in Kentucky recently found 800 gold coins from the Civil War buried in his cornfield. An appraiser said they're worth around $2 million. Coin grading company NGC says most of them are gold dollars, and it's one of the greatest finds of the 21st century. When I saw this, I thought, what if I were the lucky sap that made this discovery? I would keep one or two of them and sell the rest.
Yeah.
For sure.
Coming out of North Carolina, a good news story. A 70-year-old cancer survivor named Sherry recently got married. She had her doctor walk her down the aisle. She was diagnosed 2 years ago when she was dating her then boyfriend Bill, and they got married last month.
And finally, a 65-year-old man in Massachusetts told his boss he was retiring last month and gave his 2 weeks notice. 3 days later, he bought a scratch-off ticket and won $1 million. The money didn't change Paul Bashaw, though. He finished out his 2 weeks and didn't tell anybody at work. He says, "I told my wife there are three things in life I never thought I'd see happen. The Patriots winning the Super Bowl, getting a hole-in-one, and hitting the lottery." He got a hole-in-one 5 years ago. All three happening in that lucky man's life. I'm still waiting on my favorite team to win the Super Bowl, still waiting on the hole-in-one, and still waiting to win the lottery. So, not off to a great start. 4:59, that'll do it for us this hour. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. 12 minutes from now, we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.